Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really hope that my listeners are doing well. I know it's been a couple of weeks. I know that you guys miss me because I've gained a couple of new listeners, you know, and I really appreciate you guys for taking the time just being with me here today and just wanting to hear what I have to say. I've actually been trying to record this episode for about a week now. It has been a little difficult because, you know, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not posting it. And the last episodes that I'm talking about, I have recorded full episodes. And just when I listen back to it, it's just not me. It's just not what I want to talk about. And it just didn't flow the way that I wanted it to flow. So I think I have a good one for you guys today. Because, before I get started, there is something I want to update you guys on about my speaking event that I had. I was talking about that last time and it went really well. It was really, really successful. I'm so proud of myself, you guys. Like, I spoke in front of a crowd. There were CEOs, there were admins from all over the state of Arkansas. I even got another speaking engagement coming up, even though it's later in the year, in August. But still, hey, work is work and I will take it. They want me to speak to some students. You know, I'm all for it. Like, I really felt in my element. I was nervous. I was really nervous. The main reason I was nervous is because I was dressed in street clothes. Nice street clothes. But street clothes nonetheless. I had on like a crop top and some shorts. And when I went there, you guys, everybody was dressed in like, you know, three-piece suits and slacks and long dresses and covered up. And here I am, you know, with my belly out. So, excuse me, but I did my thing. And my therapist, she was really proud of me. And, you know, she said that she got nothing but positive feedback. And hopefully that just opened the door for more opportunities for me to be out in the public. Because that's what I mean, having my podcast is wonderful. It's great. I love it. This is my baby. This is my heart and soul right here. But the more people I can reach, the better. And that is truly the goal, just to be a voice for those people who feel like they don't have a voice sometimes. And that's what I'm here for. So, like I said, I hope you guys are doing well. So, let's get started. So, it's a couple of things. Like, The last recording that I did not turn out good. And I'm going to tell you guys what it was about. It was just about, you know, loving yourself and being true to yourself. Because I have lost another friend. You guys know I'm always cutting people off. But I have lost another friend and it really hurt me. It really took a toll on my spirit just losing this person. But it was something that had to be done, of course, for the better of us both. And a third party that didn't even know they were involved. But, you know, it was the best decision. And I'm learning to cope without this person. And everything is going to be just fine. I just hope that he's doing well. Because I am doing okay. And, but what I really want to talk about is that I applied for some jobs. You know, I have my job. I love my job. Everything is going really good. Like, everything is going so good that I just started to apply for different positions. And it was a long time before I heard anything back. And I finally heard some feedback. And a lot of the jobs that I applied for, I didn't get. Which is understandable because I really wasn't qualified. So, that's okay. You know, I just applied because I was encouraged to apply. I was a little disappointed that I didn't get it because the people who encouraged me to apply thought that I would get it, but it happens. And I just got to stay focused and just keep doing what I'm doing. And I was hoping that something else would come along. Well, today is the day that something else came along. You know, I actually accepted a job offer today to be a coach in my position. Now, mind you, my goal is to be a team leader. I want to be a team leader. I want to have my own team that I, you know, encourage and motivate and, you know, have meetings with and see how we can do better, how we can be better. I want to, you know, lead. I want to be there for my team. But this position is coaching. That means the new colleagues that come in, I'll be helping them get acquainted with the system. I'll be helping them in their learning process, providing support, answering questions and whatnot, which is something that I already do, to be honest. But I just didn't have the official role. And, you know, me and my team leader were really close. And I was just telling him about the disappointment that I was experiencing. And he was just, and he's a very optimistic person. And he was just like, just stay the course. Just, you know, do what you feel is the right thing. And he gives me so much empowerment and so much freedom in my position. And I was just like, okay, I just, you know, sit tight. I'm not going to apply to anything else until, like, you know, closer to my 1 year anniversary. But accepting this position today just had me thinking. You know, it's not a pay increase. It's a lateral position, but I'll be doing more. I'll have more of a leadership role, which is fine because I make great money. I'm not complaining about that at all. It's a stepping stone. And that's what I just had to realize today. That, yeah, it's not the position that I truly want, but it's indeed a stepping stone. It's going to boost up my resume. It's going to reinforce the skills that I already have. And it's going to prepare me to become a better leader. So what more can I ask than that? Like, that's a perfect thing for me. I have no travel experience, no background in travel. So it's just amazing to me that I'm able to catch on so fast and so well that I'm able to help other colleagues as well. So that is truly a blessing and I'm thankful. And I just want to encourage you guys today because I know sometimes we don't get the answers that we always seek. Rejection is not fun in any shape, form, or fashion, whether it's coming from a person, a job, your bills, whatever, any type of rejection or when things don't go as planned, it's just not a fun thing at all. But sometimes we just have to take it for what it is. Sometimes we just have to take it for what it is and allow it to be a stepping stone. And that's what it's really about. You know, these opportunities that we have, like, everyone is truly struggling right now. We know how the economy is. I was just telling my mom today, I can't watch the news because it's bad for my mental health. I couldn't dare watch every newscast. Like, my grandma watches the news like 4 times a day. I can't do that because it'll take toll on my mental health. You know, I have to take things day by day, moment by moment, step by step. And sometimes those stepping stones are exactly what we need. You know, how you handle rejection says a lot about you as a person. I know that either this is going to make me, either this is going to break me, or either this is going to force me to step out of my comfort zone and be better. What is it going to do? You know, like, you really have to take it all in and just really, truly think about it. Maybe that rejection isn't a no, but it's just a not right now. Because that is very possible that it may not be your time right now. I'm not saying that your time isn't going to come around. Because if you truly want it, if that's something that you truly desire, your time will come around. I mean, it has no choice to, because if you have that drive and determination that made you apply for the job in the first place, keep that same drive. Don't allow a little rejection mess up the bigger picture. Because yeah, I may be taking this position. It may be a little small, but I'm focused on the bigger picture. Anything that helps me to get to the bigger picture, whether it's a big step or a baby step, I'm going to take it. And sometimes we have to just believe in ourselves. And that really, truly makes all the difference. We can't depend on other people to encourage us, to push us, to give us that drive, you have to have it within yourself first. People can't add fire to your, add fuel to your fire, but you have to light that match first. You know what I'm saying? You got to have it within you first for people to magnify it. So that's what I'm taking it as. I already have the fire. This is just a little gas getting added to it. And soon I will be where I want to be. It's not a hard concept. It's not some biblical terms. It is what it is. You know, take those baby steps until you can take those bigger steps. Don't overwhelm yourself, because maybe me being a team leader would be a little overwhelming, because I'm less than a year in this job. So maybe this is the right path for me. We all have our own paths. You can't compare your story to the next person. The next person can't compare their story to yours, because we all have different journeys. And who's to say who's right and whose journey's right and whose journey is wrong? There are no wrong journeys. Your journey is personal. It's for you and only you. And anything that is for you, no one can take it away. So just keep that in mind at all times, that everything is working for your good. I wanted to get down on myself. I wanted to be depressed. I'm always looking for an excuse to be depressed, and I have to talk myself out of that. I have to make myself see the bigger picture. I have to make myself work a little harder on the days that I don't feel like working at all. You know, and that's the only way that I'm going to make any type of progress. And that's honestly the truth. We just have to stay focused, stay on task, and things will most definitely get better. I know that it's a struggle for everybody right now. I have 3 kids. You know, I'm working, but you know that money ain't moneying like it used to. Just like that gas ain't gassing like it used to. Just like them groceries ain't grocerying like they used to. Everything is going up. And it's frustrating, especially for single parents and even for the working households. I mean, the 2-parent households, those marriages, all this is creating strain on people's mental health. I see my people every day, people going through postpartum depression, people going through regular depression. People have so many things going on. Plus, society is not making it any better. So we need to hold on to the things that we can control. The things that's going on with gas prices, food costs, the cost of living, it's nothing that we can do about that. The things that you can control is your mental health, how you feel about yourself, your work ethic, the things that you are doing. Those are the only things that we can control. So you take those stepping stones and build you a ladder. Because eventually you are going to get where you need to be. And I promise you, I am a living testimony to that fact. Like, if you keep going, why would you want to stop in the middle of hell? Why? Because you're still going to be in hell. You might as well get through it. You might as well just get through it, you guys. Like, you really can do it. Just stay focused. Use those stones to get you where you need to be. And I'm just really proud of myself, you know, because the old me would have taken that loss about all them rejection. I got several rejection emails before I got this position. And I could have took those losses and ran with it. I could have used it as an excuse to stay down on myself, to not progress, to not think that I'm worthy of anything greater. But I took it and saw it as, it's not my time. Let me keep grinding until I get where I want to be, in a better position. These connections that I'm making, my name is getting out there. People know me. People recognize me. People appreciate me. So eventually you will get to where you need to be. But you know, that's my time, you guys. I just really wanted to touch bases with everyone because that's just me. I just love and adore each and every one of you for listening to me. And I hope that you find this message encouraging because I know it's hard. I know there's not much to look forward to these days with the cost going up and up. But I hope that you find something worthwhile. Whether your kids give you motivation, whether your position gives you motivation, whether money is the motivator, whatever motivates you, keep that focus because that's what's going to get you through those hard days. You know, every day is not going to be easy. I can never, ever promise you that. Never. We don't expect perfection because why? That's setting us ourselves up for failure. So we're not even going to put that type of pressure on ourselves. But one thing you can do is just keep trying. Keep trying to be better. And eventually things will get better. And listen, when I tell you, things will get better. And if you guys need me, you can always, always, always reach out to me, singlemomwithdepression1@gmail.com, as well as on IG. It's your girl Katrina, itzyagirlkatrina. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always available to you guys. You know that. I'm always here for you guys. So don't be shy. If you need to leave a message, if you need to leave an email, whatever it is, I am here for you guys. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Use it if you need it. No one will know you called. I really appreciate you guys. And until next time, peace.